Continuing with the news, Home Start Group's set to merge, and Mousehold Heath still bears the scars of Storm Doris 4 weeks on. But we start with news of two local high school pupils championing literacy.
Yes, two pupils from a high school locally are now championing literacy after joining an international charity's Young Ambassadors Programme. The educational programme run by UNESCO works closely with a select group of young people across Norwich to nurture their literary excellence. It offers a range of training and exclusive volunteer and work experience opportunities. Helston High School has announced it'll be represented by new entrants Ruby Pinner and Terry Griffiths. Ruby was approached directly by the Writers' Centre Norwich after winning first prize at the Young Norfolk Poetry Competition in 2016, with her work entitled A Surfboard Made of Stardust. This year, rather than entering the competition, she's been selected to help organise the long list of entries. Ruby's involvement in the Young Ambassadors programme has also helped her to secure a place on the communications team for the Young Norfolk Arts Festival this summer. Terry, a keen poet, initially contacted the Writers' Centre Norwich for work experience before submitting a successful application to join the programme. When asked how the school has helped to support her interest in creative writing, Terry said that the enthusiasm behind the teaching and the varied curriculum made learning enjoyable. And she added, "The recognition I've received since being appointed a young ambassador has encouraged me to get even more involved."
Five schemes that help families with young children across Norfolk are to be merged into one organisation from next month. On April the 1st, the five Home Start groups across the county will join forces to form Home Start Norfolk. The reorganisation process, which includes Home Start groups which have offices in Norwich, Galston, King's Lynn, Swaffham and Attleborough that cover surrounding areas, is being finalised. Organisers say the reorganisation has been undertaken to safeguard the future of the Home Start service in Norfolk following the withdrawal of funding by Norfolk County Council and the government. And Home Start Norfolk has promised that the new scheme is committed to delivering an uninterrupted service to families across the county. Its ethos will be to continue to focus on community needs and local projects, providing trained volunteers to support families with young children in their own homes.
It's almost a month since the gale force gusts of Storm Doris brought disruption to the streets of Norwich, but the clear-up work at the city's Mousehold Heath continues. More than 65 trees on the nature reserve were damaged during the storm on February the 23rd, and the Mousehold wardens have been carrying out work across the heath to unblock paths and make trees and branches safe. Two beech trees fell on Beech Drive due to the high winds created by Storm Doris, which landed on power lines and cut off power to nearby Mons Avenue. And work still needs to be completed on 50, which have been deemed to be low risk to the public. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "To date, emergency work has been completed on 15 windblown and damaged trees that posed an unacceptable level of risk to make them safe. And this involved the removal of any dangerous trees or branches, which would have caused a health and safety issue to the public."
A memorial service is taking place this weekend for a former head teacher on what would have been her 98th birthday. The service to remember Margaret Ashcroft is happening at 2 p.m. in St. Peter Mancroft Church, Norwich, on Saturday, March the 25th. Mrs. Ashcroft was born and grew up in Manchester. She married her husband Tom in 1947 and the couple moved to Norwich in 1949. Their son Tim was born a year later. Mrs. Ashcroft taught in Norwich from 1949 and was the head teacher at Catton Grove Infant School from 1963 until her retirement in 1982. She was a founder member of the Townswomen's Guild in 1953 and was involved in the Great Hall Players since 1961 and was a long-running committee member for the Catton Centre. A family tribute read, "She will always be remembered for her modesty and in helping others succeed, and for her constant search for the next challenge."
Hundreds of people have signed a petition protesting against a 150,000 tonnes a year waste plant on the banks of the River Wensum. The facility, proposed by Sarai's property company, which would convert waste into fuel, has already come up against opposition in the form of the turkey giant Bernard Matthews. Their factory lies just a few hundred metres from the planned site at the Atlas Works in Lenwade. Critics of the scheme are demanding a full hydrogeological risk assessment, which to date has not been provided. A number of businesses from the nearby Shepherd's Business Park have objected, fearing noise, odour and pollution. At a meeting of Norfolk County Council's Planning Committee on October the 21st last year, members decided to defer the scheme for concerns to be addressed. They added that the plant could have a devastating impact upon the company were it to create contaminants in the local environment that were able to enter the food chain, with 75,000 birds a week watered from the River Wensum.